No, it's not a present. That's he's eating the bird.
Why is he?
He caught the bird to eat it, Joe.
Cat bird.
Yes, the cat caught the bird to eat it.
That was bad of you.
Well, that's one way the cat gets If we didn't feed peanuts, that's how he would get his food every day. It's to catch animals, to eat them.
But we wouldn't like to eat a bird.
Well, we eat a bird, we eat chicken. Chicken is a bird.
Does peanuts eat chicken?
No, he doesn't catch chickens. November, this whole sequence about starting with the cat is November 13th. Eat dinner? Well, we have to tell Daddy that it's breakfast time. Where's Daddy?
In the bathroom.
Thank you, Laura. You must tell Daddy. Laura ran to the bathroom door to tell Jack that it's breakfast time, and she's saying, knock, knock. Okay, Laura, come get your food. Daddy, come with her answer. Come get breakfast. Laura, come without Daddy. A blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
For you, play it cool.
But it'll be the storm will be over by the time we get there. New York City storm dropped heavy rain, 1.5 inches away from its record. We're calling this wettest year in a century.
Boy.
Traffic blocked up on New York streets and parkways.
It's blocked up here too. So it looks sort of gray today. It might even rain again today.
Hope it doesn't rain that hard.
Hope not.
I don't think it will, do you?
No.
I think it might be a medium cold day.
That's probably correct.
And nice though.
Snow fell in the moonlight.
Peanut's
eating? Not eating the bird anymore.
One of us is pleasure of cleaning
see the
that
bird?
Up.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I think that since the daddy is brave, the daddy can do it, right?
You don't think the mommy's brave? Because daddies are brave?
Well, Well, he didn't need to burn it all away. And he was just...
Where's Zeugen?
There.
Zeugen there this morning? So do you think you would... we'll worry about that later.
What were you going to say to Daddy?
Nothing important.
Say it.
He can't even answer me right now because he doesn't know how tired he's going to be.
Hey, Laura. How are you today?
She says, I'm busy eating.
How are you today?
Absolutely silent, tape recording.
Brush.
What?
Peanuts
eat bird?
And she's pointing to where it happened. Yes, he ate a bird.
That's a no-no.
He doesn't eat a piece of little chicken. He doesn't cook chicken, does it?
No.
But there's a part of a bird who died in the chicken, right?
The whole bird died when we eat a chicken.
And you eat the wing.
Sometimes we eat the wing. We're eating the parts of a bird that isn't alive anymore.
Because the bird got so old, right?
No.
Because the cat ate it?
What, the chickens we eat or the cat or the bird out there that the cat killed? What are we talking about? The bird out there?
Mm-hmm. Peanuts doesn't eat chicken.
No.
There's the bird and the part of the bird on the left is the face. There's the face somewhere on the way back of the leg.
What, of the chickens that we eat?
Of the bird.
Well, the face isn't on the way back of the leg. The chicken, the face is off of the neck. Just like with that bird. Does that make any sense to you? You know what a chicken looks like?
On Sesame Street, I saw it.
This conversation is about to make you become a vegetarian. Did you eat up your orange?
Yeah.
You know, Daphne said it was unbelievable yesterday
morning. Oh, no!
What, that traffic? There's always that much traffic on the freeway.
That just shows the rain is only one day important.
Yes! Laura wants to see the traffic, too.
That's the people traffic, right?
That's right.
But there could be lines of people.
At certain times of day, that freeway just looks like that.
You know what? One day when I was going into duty, and we were picking up Daniel from school, remember, and I came over to play? Then, it looked like there was really millions of people, and it was just a few.
Uh-huh.
At 7 or 8.
Right there?
She wants you to look at her finger.
Oh, yes. I see your finger.
I can see it.
And this other finger,
yes,
too?
Yes, the other finger.
Yes.
Marine machine. Look at my thumb, Daddy. Look at my thumb.
Oh, yes, I see a little band-aid on it.
No, I don't feel like starting the day. I feel like retreating back.
I do too. You don't feel like I for starting the day.
No, I don't feel like it either.
I bet Laura does.
Some days it feels like a luxury just not to have to be dressed and out by 8:45.
I'm sure I can go to school today.
You can. Now look, Joanna, let's not have an upset because Pedro speaks Spanish today, all right? What could we do to avoid your getting so angry when you come home from school because Mommy has to speak Spanish to Pedro? Because I have to answer her, and I can only answer her in Spanish.
Okay, Joe?
Maybe if Pedro could tell me what to say in Spanish, and I can learn some Spanish every day Pedro comes, and then I can learn some Spanish, and then if I know Spanish much as you, or more than you, or little than you, then maybe I can speak Spanish.
Well, but then you can't yell when I'm talking to her. You should listen when I'm talking to her, and you'll learn what some of the words mean slowly, just by listening.
I forget things.
That's because you don't hear them every day. No, I don't speak Spanish very well, Joanna. I just sort of...
I remember.
More bread? Do you want cream cheese on the bread?
No.
Okay,
let's do it. What really is a neat word? Seed.
Seed, yeah.
Seed.
What does that mean? Do you know what that means, Joanna?
Yes.
Okay, you and Laura can share the last piece of bread and cream cheese.
Creepy.
I've got a few things to do.
Maybe. Get your tie on, get your jacket, and you'll be ready to go, right?
You know, some animal got in through the garbage door.
And it's in there?
Well, it must be under the house because it completely broke through that screen on the side where that table is.
Yeah. You think there's an animal in there right now?
Probably. Look at the screen. It's just completely broken through. Pushed through. Oh, I don't think, I think it's under the house, dear. Because it's been pushed through for a day and I haven't met the animal yet. What are you doing? No, Laura, hold the bread with your hands. Laura. No? No, I just saw where the screen is all pushed through there, and that can only be done by an animal. Probably by an R.A.T.
Probably.
What's R.A.T.?
A rat. Did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So some animal got through there.
Bye-bye!
So they have to be excused again. They're nervous.
Yes. So. You want to ride the bike? Are you all finished, Laura?
Look
at those hands.
Why do you walk? Laura, it's cold out. You put shoes on before you ride the bike.
Okay.
You go get your shoes and socks. How about if you ride the horsey in the playroom till we get you dressed? It's really cold out.
Okay. Ride Shubi, horsey. Okay.
It's too cold for riding the bike till you have clothes on. No, don't eat that one. That's an old hot dog. You go get your shoes and socks. We'll get you dressed. Okay, she's left the room now.
Why are you taking a tape recorder?
What's your baby doing, Laura?
Putting that like that.
I just want to see if she'll continue to talk. What's the matter with Laura's baby?
Cat.
Oh. She was talking about the doll, and as soon as I put the recorder on, she stopped. Okay, let's go to the car.
Get Petra. Get Petra.
Yeah, we have to go get Petra.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.